Good morning, everyone. Time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. A man was instructing his little son on how a Christian should live. The boy thought a moment about what his father had said and then asked the question, "Well, Daddy, have I ever seen a Christian?" That's something to think about, isn't it? When a certain man applied for a job, he gave the names of his minister and a Sunday school teacher's references. The personnel manager said, "Those names are fine, all right, but I'd rather see the names of those who know you on weekdays." Well, we're not just to live a certain way on Sunday and different on weekdays. You're penning each day a letter to men. Take care that the writing is true. It's the only gospel that some men will read, the gospel according to you.
O Lord, I give myself to thee, and all that I possess, I lay aside my sin.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're continuing in chapter 9. And Herod, who was prince in that quarter, heard of all his doings, that's the doings of the Lord Jesus. And he did not know what to think, some telling him that John had risen from the dead, and some that Elias had appeared, and some that one of the old prophets had returned to life. "John," said Herod, "I beheaded. Who can this be of whom I hear such reports?" And he was eager to see him. And now the apostles came back and told Jesus of all they had done. And he retired, taking them with him, to a desert place in the Bethsaida country, where they could be alone. But the multitudes heard of it and followed him. And so he gave them welcome, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and cured those who were in need of healing. How do you react when your plans are changed? The Lord Jesus went to the desert place to be alone with his disciples, but the multitudes followed, and he paused to help them. Again I ask, how do you react when your plans are changed?